Jeremiah chapter 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah came this word to Jeremiah from the Lord, Jehovah, saying, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, said to me. Make for yourself bonds and yokes, and put them upon your neck. And send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah king of Judah. And command them to say to their masters, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. The God of Israel says, Say this to your masters. I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seemed appropriate to me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, my servant. And the beasts of the field I have given him also to serve him. And all nations will serve him, and his son's son, until the very time of his land comes to an end. And then many nations and great kings will serve themselves of him. And it will come to pass, that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation I will punish. Says the Lord Jehovah, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore do not listen to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon. Because they prophesy a lie to you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and you should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him, those I will let remain still in their own land. Says the Lord Jehovah, and they will till it, and live in it. I spoke also to Zedekiah king of Judah according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence? As the Lord, Jehovah, has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon. Therefore do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon. Because they prophesy a lie to you. Because I have not sent them. Says the Lord, Jehovah, yet they prophesy a lie in my name. That I might drive you out, and that you might perish, you, and the prophets who prophesy to you. Also I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, Surely, the vessels of the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple, will now shortly be brought again from Babylon, because they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon, and live, why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord, Jehovah, is with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, that the vessels which are left in the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, and in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, not go to Babylon. Because this is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, great bowl, priest's bathtub, and concerning the bases, and concerning the remainder of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon did not take, when he carried away captive Jeconiah the son of Jehoiakim king of Judah from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, this is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. Concerning the vessels that remain in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. They will be carried to Babylon, and there they will be until the day that I visit them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them up, and restore them to this place.